Greetings, Riverside. Hope you all are doing well this Wednesday evening. I think about you a lot, and I look forward to being with you again soon. Do you have favorite things? I've never been very good at favorites. People ask me, what's your favorite color? I'm like, I don't know, blue, I guess. But some people, like my wife, have a favorite color. Hers is green. That's her favorite color. It has been her favorite color. But for me, I'm like, I don't really have a favorite color. Someone asked me, what's your favorite ice cream flavor, your favorite soda, your favorite movie? And I have sodas I like. I have movies I like. Do I have an actual favorite, though? Not really. I don't have a go-to answer. But I do know something I have a favorite of. I have a favorite apostle. Many people have told me their favorite apostle. Some really like Peter. And I don't know if it's their favorite because of his boldness or because he puts his foot in his mouth. Maybe a go-getter. Maybe they empathize with Peter. Peter's not my favorite. Maybe it's Paul because he was such a well-traveled evangelist. Mine's not Paul. And if you had about five guesses, you may not get any of them. My favorite apostle is Nathaniel. And it's because what is said of Nathaniel is something that I aspire to. And it's something that I wish Jesus could say of me. And because it's so distinctly my favorite apostle, and this passage is so special to me, I wanted to share it with you all this evening. This passage comes from John chapter 1, at the end of the chapter. Jesus has just called some of his first disciples already. And in verse 43, the next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Maybe a couple months ago, I did a bulletin article series on when Jesus singles you out. And here, Jesus singles Nathanael out. He says something very specific about Nathanael. And both the fact that Jesus took the time to call it out and the writer, the inspired writer, took the time to put it in the text makes me think that it's important. Philip had told Nathanael, "We found the Messiah. You know the guy that Moses and the prophets wrote? We found him, and it's Jesus of Nazareth." And Nathanael goes, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And it was that comment that Jesus said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Now, Nathanael was doing one of two things when he made that comment about Nazareth. He was either saying what everyone else was thinking, or he was being very honest about his own prejudice. either way, he was being blatantly, painfully honest. And did Jesus come around and say, how dare you talk about my hometown like that? You know, I was going to choose you as one of my apostles. Now I'm not going to do it. No. Jesus commends his character. Behold, an Israelite indeed, or a true Israelite, in whom there is no deceit. Nathanael called it as he saw it. He wasn't beating around the bush. He wasn't trying to deceive. He wasn't trying to lead on. He was a straight talker. Did that make him rough on the edges? Probably so. But there's something refreshing about a straight talker. You don't have to read into their motives. Like, you understand them because they speak their mind. And there's something refreshing about someone being that genuine. There's a place for tact, and there's a place for kindness, and maybe there are some things that are better left unsaid. But when something needs to be said, and this was something of a serious matter, this was the identity of the Messiah. You know, Nathanael called it like he saw it. I don't think anything good can come out of Nazareth, much less the Messiah. And Jesus commended that. He was a true Israelite, in whom there was no deceit. I hope that Jesus can say that about me. On my tombstone, after I pass from this world, I would love for that to be the inscription on my headstone. Behold, a true Israelite, in whom there is no deceit. Jesus commended it, and I believe it's something worth pursuing. May God bless you.